This episode of the Fresh Start Family Show is brought to you by our Quick Start Learning Bundle, how to build a compassionate, firm, and kind discipline toolkit that works with kids of all ages. Head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to grab your Quick Start Bundle so you can get going today on building up a strong, compassionate, discipline toolkit in your home.
Well, hey there, I'm Stella. Welcome to my mom and dad's podcast, The Fresh Start Family Show. We're so happy you're here. We're inspired by the ocean, Jesus, and rock and roll, and believe deeply in the true power of love and kindness. Together, we hope to inspire you to expand your heart, learn new tools, and strengthen your family. Enjoy the show!
Well, hey there, families, and welcome to today's episode where we are going to do a little live Q&A parenting session with Sam and Chrissy Powers.
Yay, guys.
Hi, guys.
You guys, so many of you have found me through Chrissy's work, and so I know so many of you already are familiar with Chrissy over on Instagram as Chrissy J. Powers, but Chrissy is also a licensed marriage and family therapist, and she's a blogger, she's an Instagram influencer, she's also an online course creator. She has a beautiful course called Find Your Voice that is so good, and just such a... you just have such a beautiful heart. And I know that's why so many of the families that follow along with our work at Fresh Start Family love you, because not only are you beautiful inside and out, your style is fantastic, your home is gorgeous, your kids are amazing, your husband's adorable, but your heart and your voice that you share with the world is so beautiful. Your words, like even just the things you share on Instagram, you're funny, you're relatable, you really share the realness of life. In addition to all the beautiful moments, we all know that there are so many real moments, especially if you're a parent, right? An entrepreneur. And I know that's why people love hearing from you, because you really do help them to feel like they're not alone. You encourage so naturally. And you're just fun. You're just fun to hang out with. So,
gosh.
And Sam and I are here.
And it's all made possible by the guys behind the women.
That's probably the sweetest intro that I've ever had. But I can do all that because I have an awesome husband that
it's true,
supports me and parents just as equally as I do. So
yes.
Now that you got to extol the virtues of us, we get to get to the nitty-gritty of what's really going on.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So, families, the reason why we thought it'd be fun to have Chrissy and Sam on today is because Chrissy and I will talk offline quite a bit, and she'll call me every once in a while and go, Wendy, I need help. What do I do in this scenario? And, whether it's a few years ago was your older little guy, and now it's your middle little guy, and then in a few years, it'll be your younger one, right?
My sweet girl.
What have we done to ourselves?
I think the best one was when you answered my call, and you were in, like, Costa Rica on a beach or something.
Mexico.
Like that. Yes. You're like, I'm so sorry.
You're probably a better person, because I would have been like, ignore.
That was some bad stuff, seriously, because we were on Wi-Fi for, like, 20 minutes when we sat at the margarita at that epic.
I know, I feel bad I called you on
were in the middle of nowhere, literally. And it was just happened to be that moment. And I think when it happens at that moment, you take the call.
It really did feel like a God thing that I got to encourage you in that moment. And I love taking your calls. And you've always been super supportive of me and Fresh Start Family. And seriously, so many of the students that are in my Foundations course and in my Bonfire membership program are with me because they found me through you. Well,
that makes me happy, because if I can help people, like, and you know, connect them to the right resource, then I've done my job.
This
parenting job is really, really hard.
It's not easy.
It's not, right?
It's the hardest thing we've ever. So humbling.
So today, families, my mission today, as we're recording, and Sam and Chrissy are so awesome to agree to record through this, but my mission today is to just support you. you know, just to support you with your current challenges. And that's obviously what we do at Fresh Start Family is through our Bonfire membership program, through our course, we actually take families and get real vulnerable with them and say, bring it to the table. What are we working with? And everything we can creatively problem solve with positive parenting. So to get you more peace and joy and connection in your home. So it's going to be so good to kind of bring to the surface some good old reality situations that are going on today. So thank you for just like you always do, having the courage just to be real with the audience, because they appreciate it so much and they need, you know, I think every mother, father out there, no matter where you live, it's so important to have people, that you see out in the world that maybe aren't in your town, but that you can look up to and say, yeah, they've got great careers. They're living, you know, living in beautiful California, and they still are going through the same challenges we are. That's what we find in my membership program is no matter where a family is all over the world, we've got Australia, Bulgaria, Europe, you know, Arkansas.
Yeah.
And when somebody shares their challenge in our group, it's you immediately someone's like, oh my gosh, me too. Mm-hmm. I can't wait till, you know, I hear Wendy's coaching on this, because it's like, it's so universal, but we can feel so alone in it. It can feel, I think, more times than not like, oh my gosh, like we probably are the only ones on the block or in the school that have this going on. And this is shameful. This is like, and so when we talk about it, I think we honor our children and we just honor other families by taking the shame away from it. So,
and I think even people that are open to like hearing out assistance or getting help, sometimes they're like, but you don't understand what my specific situation is. You're like, that may have worked once for somebody else, but then it's through actually just putting yourself out there and getting somebody else on board and kind of giving you some, you know, like you said, pour into you.
Yeah.
And then giving you some real tools to strengthen your relationships. I mean, you'd be surprised how far you can go when you're just not alone anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is good, because we need that today.
Yes!
No, on our way over, Sam was like, I don't know what we're talking about, but I am so depressed. I don't have anything to share about. And I was like, that's okay. We don't have to give any information.
No.
We just get to receive today. So we're excited to
have
that coaching session.
Yeah.
Yes. Awesome. And let's introduce Sam, too.
Yes!
I mean, Sam, besides being a mega dad, you're a builder, right? You
build houses. Building our second house on our property right now, which is cool. And it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But I love to surf. I cook.
Nice.
Try to survive our children. At this point,
that's his resume.
That is my resume right now. Is like
survive the children.
Survive the children.
I always say not eat them. Like on a good day, if I've like been at my max of like I'm going to kill the kids and then I don't eat them, I always think of like isn't like a praying mantis that like eats their young?
Yes.
Or like their mate. I feel like they eat their mate afterwards or something.
Oh, I think she's probably taken a few bites out of me for sure.
it works.
It's like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah.
But there is some animals out there in the world that eat their young, I swear.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. So on a good day.
And Sam and I are already homies. We've been bonding over cars.
Yep.
We just found out that we both just bought the same new skateboard.
Good old GNS.
We've been looking through old surf photos on the wall, and this is good.
Yay.
I'm so glad to have you guys here.
We got us together.
I always say one of Sam's like greatest gifts is that he has the ability to connect with anyone, anywhere. Literally, he could.
Awesome.
Like that's
Yay!
That's very special.
And he named your podcast.
And he named it!
Look at that.
He named the podcast. Our podcast is Sure Babe. I like to have him on to talk about marriage whenever I can. But in the phase of life we're in, like, it's not, you know, feasible to do it every week with him.
Yeah.
But it's chock full of other stuff.
And like I take a couple photos for you.
And he takes a couple photos.
Yes.
No, he literally is like, when I go on vacation with you now, babe, I'm not even going to say that I'm a contractor. I'm going to say that I'm a photographer.
Yes.
And
I was like, I am a commercial print photographer. That builds houses on the side.
That's so funny. It's true. He does both. Yeah.
I do.
That's awesome.
Yay, that's awesome. All right, well, thank you guys so much for being here, and let's get going. What do you say?
All right,
cool.
Let's do
this. So, Tell us what's going on. So tell the listeners, that remind them how many kids you have. Obviously, we've talked about how full life is right now. So you are working full-time, Chrissy.
Yeah.
Sam is working full-time. And you have three kids. And I think you're like me where you don't, like, really have childcare.
Yeah.
I mean, you might have a little help. Like, my kids are now in school Monday through Friday, but I don't have extra childcare at this point. Yeah. So it's kind of like all of that is in the picture right now, right?
Yeah. I have, like, a babysitter now. Mondays and Fridays, like, for maybe 5 hours. So I have, like, 10 hours a week, basically, that right. I can work.
To do a full-time job.
To do a full-time job.
Yeah.
And the rest is, like, after they go to bed or during nap time or in the morning when they're watching TV or something like that. I try to, you know, answer emails and things like that. But, yeah, the balance part is really hard as a working stay-at-home mom. Yeah,
so, you know, as I think it's so important to highlight that because I really just was, like, kind of hearing this message a lot in the last few weeks of every woman I was hanging out with and guys, too. It's, like, the craziness of how much we do these days is pretty intense. So I think it's just so important to highlight, like, how much we really are doing on top of dealing with a challenging season that is just give ourselves a little bit of grace because it's, like, we're doing a lot. And when we're doing a lot, it's hard to find the time to, like, slow down and teach. Mm-hmm. But we can do it. We can do hard things. And so with all that said, tell us what's going on with the kiddos. Remind listeners how old they are.
So we got Waylon, who's 7, Zeke, or Ezekiel, who's 4, and then Ruby's, what, 15 months?
Almost 15 months, yeah.
Yes. So we're in teething
season
with Ruby. I actually I slept train her.
You did. I was going to give you
I slept trained her.
Nice.
Which, and I've done it with all three of the kids.
Nice.
Because for some reason they want mom, so they know they can't get anything from
milk from dad, right? So they go to bed. Because
I'm just like, good for you, so go back into the
got nothing for you.
Yeah.
I have nothing for you.
Really got another hug for
I'm
you.
I'm like,
yes.
Here's the pacifier, love you, but you are staying in the crib. Zeke is just going through his dethronement, school. Started back up again, and that always makes it really hard for the season. Mm-hmm. And then Waylon, he's doing all right.
Yeah.
He's just in that annoying 7-year-old.
Yeah.
Everything's like a fart noise. Everything is Fortnite and Minecraft. Yeah. And I'm just like, I don't know, dude. I don't know. He asked me if I'd ever played Mario Kart, and I was like, they didn't have Mario Kart when I was a kid. It was Super Mario Brothers.
Mario Brothers, yeah.
And Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt. That was
it. Yeah, I was like, I'm sorry, buddy, that we didn't, all this stuff, we didn't have any of that as a kid, so.
Nice.
First off, I love that you used the term dethronement. It means you've learned about it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I think this, when we had Ruby, I feel like we're on round 2, he got really clingy with Chrissy right after I had Ruby. And literally, he would come into our room, like, 4 or 5 times a night.
Yeah.
Him and Waylon together in a room?
Yes. Yeah. They got bunk beds. Waylon's killer. He just sleeps now. He just is like, I'm out. I'm done.
Nice.
Zeke, we have an incredibly elaborate bedtime routine now, which definitely wears on us.
Like, I just laugh because it's funny. Let me just explain our precious middle child a little bit more. So he is very sensitive. He picks up on things that we don't even know he's picking up, and then later he'll talk about it and I'm like, oh my gosh, like
he's brilliant.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Like, he
got a great memory.
Or just things that you wouldn't know that he was, like, absorbed. I had my therapist described him as, like, the alarm system in our family. So, like, he acts up when the family is kind of too crazy or hectic.
Exactly.
And so he's just really sensitive. He's very, very loving to, like, the people. Like, he loves his family and he likes to name his family and things like that. But he's a little more cautious and shy out in public or places that he's not comfortable with, like school. He's just a little bit more shy and reserved. although he is starting to come out of his shell a little bit more, and the teacher always praises, you know, or tells me when he's doing that, and I'm like, wow, that's so great. This is so good for him to, like, know that he has his own friends, not just his brother's friends.
Yeah, awesome.
So, yeah, he just is this really lovable, sensitive kid that
just
now
give us
has
all
a
the your great switch. Mom. Keep yeah, keep
he has
telling
like
us
a switch.
He's good,
no,
lovable.
He's like, it's like,
and then you're
like,
gonna,
and then he has a
then tell
flipping
us.
Switch that when that goes off, it's like, oh my gosh, are you possessed by something? Like, I literally tried to pray a demon.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I think he's like, so it's like he goes to school and he's really reserved. And I'm like, go, no, get your energy out there. But then he'll come home. And it's almost like an ADHD sort of like behavior where he's just bouncing off the walls, not listening, making
throwing
bad
stuff
choices.
Inside. Where I'm like, dude.
Picking fights with his brother, even though he loves his brother. Like, always wants to go pick his brother up from school. Like, he just, it's just weird. It's like he
can almost. And he's four now, right?
Yeah. So it's just like he has this energy that. At home, kind of runs the house. Yeah,
yes, I would sucks say the energy we used to say about Stella. It almost like sucks the breath, the life.
There's no more. There's no more room just for anybody feeding, else. They're literally just feeding on our life forces.
Yeah,
I'm glad you guys said that because that's how it feels. Yeah, there's no more room for anybody else in the family.
The hard part too is that for us and for me, like I've seen him at school and I'm like, awesome. Well. I took all three of them to Costco last Saturday, and they, like, Waylon and Zeke were literally running up and down the aisles and, like, punching each other, almost knocked over an older guy. And I was just like, oh, my gosh, guys, like, this is not, it's not cool. It's just not cool. And I'm, like, trying not to, like, lose my mind and not yell. Especially in public, because it's like...
You get judged.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. Like, when they're sliding on the floor in Costco, a fire alarm... Somehow they did a fire alarm test, and I was like,
they
that's
did.
Because... When I heard that, I was like, it's because you guys are running up and down the hallway and, like, the thing in Costco, and they were just like... I was like, stay next to the cart.
Right.
We're almost done. And Ruby's, like, sleeping. Literally, Ruby's like... sleeping on the top in the like the car seat, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I just
out of
it. And that was when I got recognized. I got recognized by one of the ladies that was working. She goes, I know who you're kid. I was like, oh, great. Hopefully they didn't steal all the snacks from your I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Oh,
I was like, that's really sweet. I'm so glad.
Isn't that amazing, though, that we can laugh about that now? But in the moment, I know where you're at. Because even up till just, I mean, they might even still do it. But our kids, a couple years ago, I'd take them to the grocery store. And it would be like an episode of Jackass the movie or something.
Yes.
Like, Stella's, like, got Taryn in the cart.
She was the freaking worst, dude.
I talked to them beforehand, and it's like, sure enough, like, 5 minutes in, they're ripping around the corner, some cereal's flying off the shelves, there's people.
My favorite, I ran over one of the kid's foot with the cart, because I was like, hey, don't ride on the side. And they're like, put his foot down. I ran over, he's like, you just ran over. I was like, I told you, please, like, don't do that, because
maddening.
That hurts.
Okay, so I'm picturing the Costco grocery, and is him and Waylon, I mean, Waylon and Zeke sound kind of together in that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
They,
okay, got
and
it.
They start.
And they're having fun.
Oh, they're having a blast, because they're running up and down aisles. It happened even at church, like in the foyer.
Yeah.
They
just have this boy energy now that together is just overwhelming sometimes, and we're just like, okay, like, that's fun. Go do that at the park. Go... do that at the beach, because I know boys are going to be boys, and they're going to kind of roughhouse, and we're okay with that. We just, it's just all the time now, and what happens at home, in our tiny home, then it's like, turns into a fight then with each other, like, that literally, that's what our morning was like this morning, too.
And it's fighting between the boys?
Yeah, they'll like, so they started off like playing. Zeke wanted Waylon's attention. He wanted Waylon to go outside and play with him. And then Waylon's like, no, I'm not going to. And then they start picking, you know, at each other. And then like, then they start like, you know, teasing and like taking a toy away from them, or like shutting the door and then locking it. Like, I don't, just random things. And it's like, because I know Zeke wants his brother's attention, and he wants him to go play with him.
Yeah.
And then it's almost like he just gets something triggered in him, gets anxious, gets overwhelmed.
Feels hurt.
And then they start hitting and kicking, and they were just like having a karate fight.
And then like, it's like if one gets one thing for breakfast and then the other one requests something different, then they fight over...
Oh, yeah.
Who's bread? And I'm like, dude, I can't keep making like four different like meals. So, like, I'm like, no, just eat what you have. Like, this is what you asked for.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, my. Like, and dinner time's the same way. It's actually dinner time's like my least favorite couple hours of the night. I'm just like, dear God,
everyone's
tired. Make it stop. Yep. Like,
okay. So we got fighting, wildness, out of control, won't listen, both of them. So far I'm hearing a lot of both of them involved. And now tell me more about, like, what's going on with Zeke. Because obviously there's been a lot of, like, just stuff that he seems to be pushing the boundaries the most right now. So let's talk about him.
Because sometimes we always, like, you know, without him hearing, we think, oh, gosh, like, if it just weren't for his behaviors, our family would be calm. Mm-hmm. And it's mainly, like, his anxiety around, like, bedtime. One of us has to lay down with him. He'll start asking me in the morning. Like,
He's already asked this morning. First thing,
Mom, I want you to put me to bed tonight. Mom, will you come sleep with me? And it's like, what, buddy? Why are you already worried about that? Like, that is so far away. Like, so he's already... concerned with that. We have to lay down with him a certain way now. We have to, like, he's very rigid.
So is there, like, a whole, like,
routine
system?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. And the hard part is he has some skin issues, which we've been eliminating certain dietary groups to try to figure if it will help his skin.
He's got eczema
super bad on the back of his legs. And for a while, I mean, we've tried everything, the gloves to keep him from, and like he would literally scratch.
Yeah, he used to pick at his nose.
Scratch the back of his legs raw, like like open. Yeah. And I was just like, oh my gosh. So it's more of a nerve thing, and so we're doing the dietary pullback of like, okay, let's eliminate this, like this,
and trying to eliminate dairy a little bit, but honestly, that's like
it's so very hard to get every little bit, but his reduction. But then it's like, got to have the fan on him.
Yeah.
We got to have the nighttime routine.
Is really fun. So we got to put the lotion on his legs. We got to put the fan on. You got to lay down in the right spot. Mm-hmm. And you got to put the right meditation on, bedtime meditation.
Which actually has helped him.
Cool.
Yeah, it's putting me to sleep.
Yeah, it puts us to sleep now.
I'm like, all right, thank you. Then I wake up and I'm like, where am I?
Yeah, but yeah, you have to put your arm around him, your feet out straight, and then his feet have to be on top of you in the direction of the fan.
Right.
The fan has to be hitting them, and so it's very
rigid.
Sounds
familiar. Yep, very, Stella very had the rigid. Same thing.
And we're just like, whoa, what is going on with you, buddy? To me, it breaks my heart because, well, when I get past my own emotions of like, this sucks, I want my freedom back a little bit more. I feel bad for him that he suffers so much at 4 years old. I'm like, what is going on that life is so hard for him at four?
Yeah. Yeah, which is the classic when you feel that, pity and, like, you want to rescue them. Mm-hmm. So that's it. They're in an inadequacy or an avoidance category of misbehavior. So we'll talk about that more in a little bit. Okay, so the bedtime's crazy. It's great way of explaining it. It's crazy. At so many times, we find similarities in like every story a parent has ever told, because Stella was the same way. Mm-hmm. She had this crazy routine, and if you didn't do one thing, and still to this day, you guys, she's 11 now, she has a little routine, and I'm not allowed to get in before she's in her position, and then I have to back
scratch. Let me get into my position.
And then Daddy has to do the paradise massage. It's hilarious. But back when she was 3 and 4, it was like there was probably 12 things that you had to do just right, and if it was out of place, it was like, oh my gosh. And so it's a lot of emotions there. Okay, so we got bedtime, running around crazy, wants his brother attention all the time, skin issues, health stuff maybe going on with like his little system, and then what else as far as like pushing back or hitting, kicking, throwing?
That's only when he's triggered and he's upset, like, or he wants attention and he's, like, getting that negative attention from us. Like,
well, don't try to figure it out so much right now. Just tell me what's going on. So when is with you guys?
It's not
so
we've all talked the about- time, but it's, like, this morning it happened after a couple hours of them being awake, and then they were getting ready to transition to, like, packing their bags to go to their aunt's house, and... Uh-huh. Zeke all of a sudden got in his head that he wanted to spend the night, too. Because Wayne was going to spend the night. Yeah. He's like, I want to spend the night, too. I was like, well, buddy, you don't even sleep by yourself here first. Yeah. You got to do it. I was like, I would love more than anything to let you do that. But,
that sounds amazing.
But I was like, Auntie M said, when you sleep through the night here first, you can do that. And, like, I think you might miss me. And then he was like, no, Mom, I want to spend the night. And I was like, and he just can't. Now he'll hold on to that thought, and he's still... is, like, when we go back to pick him up after this, he'll
push back on
it. Can I spend
the
night?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So he doesn't let things go.
And then when he... The other thing is when he... If he naps in the afternoon...
Yeah, he's still...
He wakes up so...
So grumpy.
Same
with Stella. Yep.
It's like, you're a porcupine. And it's just like...
Yep.
Like, it was barely 5 o'clock. He's like, I want dinner. I was like, dude, dinner's not ready.
That's one of his things, though, is, like, the food has become an issue. It used to be really funny, and it still is kind of cute, but overall, it's an issue, because he wants, anytime he feels sad, anxious, upset, he wants food.
He's eating his feelings. He's eating his feelings. That's what I think.
That's what Sam says. But, yeah, I think, so it's, like, he's heightened, he's fighting with his brother, he's kicking him, shutting the door, being kind of like pesty, trying to start a fight. And then he's like trying to get into the cupboard at the same time. Like, I want food. I want this. I want that. And I'm like, you just ate. And so he'll just keep eating. And
what does he love to eat? Besides tacos.
He loves tacos. He loves pizza.
Just, okay. I mean, if we like fill up on processed foods, he loves that.
The hardest part is, like, if we now kind of can't take him grocery shopping, because if he sees something...
Yeah, same with my kids.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah. I'm like, no, you can't. We're not getting that, because it's like, dude... And so, like, if we buy something and one of us has a week, like, gives in...
Yeah, I gave in last week. Yeah.
And it's like, then it's like, okay, I want to just eat that. Like, I'm like, dude, that's for dinner. Like, that's not...
He got like butternut squash risotto last week, and he wanted to like eat it right away.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So he's impulsive.
Yeah.
So it's, but what I heard you mostly say, processed food and junk food, pizza, tacos, processed food, chips.
Yes.
That's all the stuff he wants.
And it's funny because like 90% of the stuff we make at home now, and especially like, it's like gluten-free pizza. We'll do everything's like I don't like processed foods. Like we don't buy Doritos. We don't eat all of that stuff. It's like everything's almost everything now is all gluten free, super healthy. We try to, you know, do
like it. It'll be sometimes so bad. Like he'll bring me like lasagna noodles and say, "Mom, I want you to make me this right now." And I'm like, no, we're not. You are going to school in 30 minutes. Like, I'm not making you lasagna right now. Like, so he just doesn't. He is just an insatiable, need.
And he's not affected, too.
Our little guy is the same way. He eats nonstop.
And he also sounds like he might share some of the same traits. He might not understand, like, time and timing and, like, where things fit into the day yet. He just knows he's hungry, and you're the one who usually provides the food. So it's like, well, cool.
Yeah.
Here's my request.
Yeah.
You're like make it not happen right time? Now. I'll keep asking.
Yeah. Make it happen.
Yeah.
So that's him in a nutshell. Just
okay.
Okay. And then last question for you guys. This is going to be good and juicy. Tell us what you guys are struggling with as far as reactions and later on when you realized, maybe I need to find a different way.
Yeah.
Like, honestly. And you guys know me. I say all the time, I've written articles about, like, I left bruises on my son's arm one time. I have thrown a book at my kid's head, and thank God it didn't break the skin. But it's so important that when we're speaking about this, we're bringing to the table like, oh, okay, when this happens, misbehavior, stimulus comes our way, and I feel triggered, you know, I find myself reacting in this way, or this way.
Yeah.
Like, let's lay it out there and say what it is. Is it threatening to hit them? Is it is it screaming at them? Is it grabbing their wrist too tight? Is it any of this stuff? Because,
just
trust
taking
me.
Taking away their stuff.
Yeah. Like, yeah, the threatening, fear, force, bribery, and rewards, what comes out? Because you guys are human, so something's coming out. Yeah.
We do all that. Well, lately, it's gotten worse in the last, like, month. So I just noticed, like, my own spirit is just, like, squelched. And I threatened to spank him. Because I don't even know. I'm like, I'm going to spank you. Like, I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to take away anymore. Yeah. Or I threaten no dessert. And the hardest part for me, which is why I'm like, we need help, is when I look at him and I'm like, why are you being so bad?
Right.
Yeah. And then I try to, like, backpedal and be like, I mean, your choices are so bad right now. Why are you making such bad choices?
Try to clean it up.
And try to clean it up. But I know that he knows, like, I am so, and he will, like, smile back at me. Like, he's like the sneaky, he like, and I know that's not internally what he's feeling. Yeah. I know he's in turmoil internally, but it comes across like this Cheshire smile, and you're just like, I can't get through to him. Like, the bribery and the fear doesn't work. It works on Waylon, doesn't work on him. And then for Sam, it's a little different. What do you say?
I just run out of patience. Yeah. I just am like, whatever. Like, I'm just like,
do you give up, or do you scream, or do you threaten the spanking too?
I don't.
You don't give up. You yell and say things like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. I've said that
before.
Oh,
that's one of my favorites.
Then
that
we
I've
end up fighting, because then I tell him, don't say that
I've to taken,
him.
I've taken toys away. I've thrown toys away.
Oh, yeah. You have a special place where you can throw
I have
toys.
A special place where I'm like, okay, you guys, if you guys can't, if you cannot.
This is amazing.
Like, if you cannot share, then we have more toys than I ever had.
Right.
Or her. Probably.
So
we have so many toys. I'm just like, how is it that you are fighting over one Lego? Yes.
Okay, so you threaten to throw them away, and then you hide them and don't really
throw them away. Oh, and I've taken so much stuff and just put it up on top of our cabinet. I'm like, there's probably
kitchen cabinet
like 30
has a ton of
toys up there. And I'm just like, toss it. They can't reach it.
Well, this morning, I
locked the pantry, locked the refrigerator.
You'll be really proud of me this
morning.
Zeke was hitting the side of the wall with, or the door with this inflatable sword, and I just grabbed it, and I took the scissors, and chopped it up, and I threw it away.
It made me feel so good. I've done that multiple times. They've kicked, like, the inflatable balls at me, and I'm like, dude, okay, it's fine.
I stabbed the ball, and they were like, I said no.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, I don't care. Like, at this point, like,
yeah.
And it doesn't help that, like, we have, like, we have a massive garage, and there's tons and tons and tons of toys. Like, and it's so funny, because Mom was like, how did we get here? How do we have this many toys? I'm like, you guys have bins and bins and bins of toys. And it's like, you're just fighting over the cardboard box. I'm like,
it's nonsensical.
Nonsensical.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So let me see if there's any other questions.
I think we got a pretty good
picture. I know,
picture
we have a list. Okay.
You got a good picture
it's
of our life?
It's desperation.
We're desperate,
it's just like.
Well, it sounds like you guys are walking around with your hand on the nuke button.
Yeah.
And your patience is right about time.
And it
to
doesn't help when you
up.
Don't
yeah.
sleep.
Yeah.
Because then it's like.
Oh, yeah, add that part to it.
The non sleeping thing.
Because
Zeke
wakes up. He's coming in the room.
So now that we sleep trained Ruby, she wakes up like maybe around 5, but then Sam will get her to go back to sleep till like 6 or 6:30.
Nice.
But
and
Zeke
all of our kids are
up.
Really early risers, always have been, so it's really hard because it's like 5:30.
Zeke's been getting up in the middle of the night and then grabbing one of us. Like, he'll want me, so he'll either want to sleep with me or he'll want me to go to his bed. And then last night, Zeke was in our bed and I looked at Sam. I was like, I can't do this. I was like, and Sam's like, I'll go take him back to bed. So then Sam slept with him the rest of the night.
I'm just grateful we got a newer mattress for his bed, because for a while we had this IKEA one. It was terrible. at least now I can get a little bit of sleep if I do sleep next to him, because I'm just like...
But then at the same time, he's like a restless sleeper, so he'll be like kicking you or kicking the wall or like... Yeah, so yeah, we're not really sleeping.
Okay, all right. This is so good. Well, first of all, I can just imagine every single listener right now just being like, oh my gosh, that's like, as we were probably, I mean, I know I was, as I heard everything you said, I was like, oh yeah, that's happened to us. That's happened to us. Oh yeah, that's going on now, or that's going on then, or that was so Stella. Like when she woke up from naps for like a solid year and a half when she was like 3 to 5, we were like, we need to take her to like the emergency room because she would freak out so hard. And you're like, you just had a 3-hour nap. Why?
Yeah.
Like and we'd be like, does she need juice? Does she need, what is wrong? Like, oh my gosh. And she was just like so erratic and like screaming. And so literally, I know the listeners that like, thank you for being so real, because I guarantee you so many people are like, oh my gosh, I thought Chrissy Powers and her husband had perfect kids. Reality check. Nobody has perfect kids, and none of us are perfect. Like, that's, perfect is boring, right? I saw Rachel Hollis say the other day in a cool quote. She said, you know, yeah, you're right. It's hard. This is hard. But this is the price you pay for not living a mediocre life. Mm. Like, we're raising little human souls, you know? It's a crazy job, and it's nuts. But I just know so many people who are listening right now relate to all of that.
Let's chat for a hot sec, openly and honestly, about what your discipline toolkit looks like in your home right now. If you're anything like most parents, you're relying on the hand-me-down set you inherited. Timeouts, spankings, threatening of spankings, taking iPads away, 3-2-1 countdowns, groundings, taking away toys, e-bikes, iPhones, any or all of those kind of tactics that create a total relationship strain and don't even work long-term to end your child's misbehavior for good. Meaning, you might spank your child or send them to timeout today for being, air quotes, mean to their sister or disrespecting you, but then 3 days from now, they're repeating the same misbehavior, which causes you to flip your lid because you know they know better. I want to help you learn a new way so you could end the vicious cycle that's keeping you stuck as a parent and causing you to feel super frustrated that nothing is working to get your strong-willed, stubborn child to behave better. My team and I have recently completely refreshed our Compassionate Discipline Quick Start Learning Bundle to help you learn a new way to teach your kids important life lessons, a new way to help your children learn from their mistakes and take responsibility for their actions. You can just DM me the word shift over on Instagram. I'm at Fresh Start Wendy, and I'll personally send you a message with a link to download this free bundle. I'm going to help you shift out of a punishment mindset and into a compassionate discipline one where you fully trust that connection-based, firm and kind discipline tools are all you need to be a strong leader in your home who holds your kids responsible when they misbehave, but does it in a way where they are learning the vital life skills they are missing when they mess up. So again, just DM me the word shift over on Instagram. I'm at Fresh Start Wendy, or you can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline. To grab your free bundle now. I am so excited for you to shift out of feeling guilty and shameful when you lay your head on your pillow at night and shift into feeling confident and proud of the way you handled yourself as a parent, even when you were wildly triggered and upset about the mistake your child made. Okay, I'm excited for you to dive into this free resource. I'll see you in my DMs and inside the free discipline bundle.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
All right, so here's where we're going to start. So in, you know, this work of positive parenting, this is kind of the first place we start in the foundations course, is really pulling back and making sure we're seeing the picture right. So I'm just going to do a little, you know, 1 minute here of reframing what's going on so you guys can hear it and really kind of soak it in. And of course, you'll be able to listen back to this. But, and this is for everybody listening because this applies to everybody. our minds can really take us to another place where we feel like what's going on in our home is like very unique. It's like something's wrong with our kids, something's wrong with us, our marriage is messed up, our kids are messed up, you know, all these things. But in reality, what I see you guys going through is very normal. Everything you list of Zeke mm-hmm. is very normal. Now, of course, that there's tons of people that we can find that will give him some additional support in addition to what I'm going to tell you guys today. But in general, everything you just guys describe is very normal for a couple that is both working full time mm-hmm. and have three kids under the age of 7. It's just yeah. the reality of parenting. And so what I hear a lot around Zeke right now is like a big tone of annoyance and irritation, right? Like everything he does, right? It's mm-hmm. like it's so annoying. It's so irritating. And what's mm-hmm. cool about that feeling, that tone, because what happens is when we talk to our kids with that tone, which is basically what both of you guys said so beautifully. Oh, yes. What is freaking wrong with you? Mm-hmm. Why are you so bad? Like, it's like an irritated. It's like if you just stop being you, like yeah. everything would be better, right? Mm-hmm. Trust me, everybody that's listening is like, yes, I do that every day. Mm-hmm. But when we have irritation and annoyance flare up so much in our life, it's from often, most of the time, a false story we are telling ourselves. So the reality is, if he were just different, everything would not be perfect.
Yeah.
He is actually blessing you guys with the ability to learn and grow in patience and compassion and creativity and being able to learn what to do with a person when they don't do what you ask. So he sounds like yeah. a classic power kid who also is very, very sensitive. So, like, Chrissy, you shared before how you're exploring right now with your diet, right? And mm-hmm. you suffer with Hashimoto's, right?
Yeah.
Which makes you very sensitive, right, to mm-hmm. food, caffeine, alcohol, mm-hmm. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
So normally, when one of us is like that, we always joke the apple doesn't fall far.
Yeah.
So, and I hated that phrase. I told it at church the other night when I was teaching. When someone first said that to me, my neighbor who's a preschool teacher, I was like, nope, she's crazy. She's not me. And then later yeah. as time went on, I realized my daughter is exactly me.
Yeah.
And so, but basically you also have, so not only do you have a little power boy who we always say in this work, when we have kids that have a need to feel powerful, it's not bad. They probably will be amongst the next generation of leaders. But when we're raising a little kid yeah. that's a toddler that wants to be in power all the time, it'll drive you insane, right? But you have a little power boy who's also in a power surge stage of life, which is 2 to 5, and then tweens and teens. So that means all day long, they're searching for ways to feel powerful. Yep. And all day long, if we're not strengthening our muscles to allow them to feel powerful, we're just butting heads all day long. Because mm-hmm. we're like, stop asking for power, stop asking for power. I'm the powerful one. And we don't say that, of course, but it turns into this all day long. Even when you're describing him, he wants lasagna noodles, and you're like, no, it's just a power struggle. I don't care what you're fighting about.
Yeah.
It's just power. And then layer on top of that this little guy has some sensitivities. Obviously, if he's got eczema, and if somebody has recommended you try to get him off, you know, some food things, yeah. then he's exactly in the same boat as you. You're asking yourself right now, oh, I wonder if I am super sensitive to this, this, that, and that would help my anxiety go down.
Yeah.
Well, you got a little boy who's exactly like that.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
So he's going through the same things, and he's in a power surge stage of life, mm-hmm. and he has two parents who are working full time and have their plates full. Yeah. So one more thing is really hard, right? Like,
oh yeah.
So it's like you guys are just in the thick of it. But what I want you to do is take a break and throw in the story to the bonfire, so to speak. That's like, our kid's crazy. Our mm-hmm. kid's causing all of our problems. And trust me, Terry, have we been there?
Yeah. No,
we've
absolutely.
Been exactly there.
You said those things.
Our kid's causing all of our problems. He's crazy. He sucks the life out of our family. That's exactly mm-hmm. what I used to say about Stella. He's disrespectful, he's disobedient, he's out of control, there's something wrong with him, all these things. Whenever you catch yourself saying that, I want you to just chuck it in like the backyard and put dirt over it where you're building the new house, and grab a hold of the healthy truth, which is we are in the most probably intense season of parenting that we'll ever experience in our entire life. besides when our parents get older, I would say that's the other, I think,
the sandwich generation,
where you're taking care of your parents. Yeah. And we have to, you know, I was like, oh, we have to remember that these little people that are challenging to us to our core, that we're learning to be patient and compassionate and empathetic and firm and kind with, are going to be taking care of us when we're flipping 95.
Hey, and we don't say that to them.
We don't want to take our medicine. Oh. We don't want to live alone. I mean, we don't want to live in a home.
Payback, babe.
Like, but you know what I mean? Like,
hopefully I won't make it that far.
But that, that is a very stressful time in our lives. But this really is, like, you guys are in just the most stressful time in your life. And you have a little boy who has extra needs right now. Yeah. It's like I was saying last week, you know, if any of us had a kid that got really, really sick, God forbid, we would drop everything.
Yeah.
But when they have little things that we're trying to figure out, like what's going on, why is their need here so strong? Why are they like, but it drives us insane, right? But really, like, you just have a little boy who has extra needs right now. A few years ago, that was Waylon.
Yeah.
Waylon really had extra needs.
You remember that?
Oh, and you did everything in your power.
I've been trying to forget some of
that. Yes. No, but you did everything in your power to get him the support he needed, and then you got him to a better place. You guys did that together with him. So now you have Zeke, who's now in the position. So you're just
And then in a couple years, we got Ruby.
So can we just pause, because that's what he does, and it totally annoys me. Like, he will project into the future that it's going to be bad.
Right,
and
right.
I'm like, no, I'm not doing all this work right now to just believe that they're always going to be bad as teenagers.
Well, like, here's the problem, right? I'm going to stop you right there.
Yeah.
Do you hear her language?
Yes.
What is it? What did she just say? Three times.
That projecting. Like,
not projecting.
The story I'm telling.
What it was the word bad. That's where I'm telling you all, you have to change your paradigm. When your kids are in big seasons of misbehavior, they're not bad. Okay. They're just trying to communicate. And yes, he's right. There's going to be a time when your little girl is trying to communicate. And she's going to need you. And she's going to need you both to see her as not bad, but as in a heavy season of communication. And you're going to have to teach her. She's not, she's like, whether it's, you know, when she's a teenage girl or whether, I mean, middle school, you guys, you have to trust that when, I mean, trust me, just trust me. When, like, your girl, when your little girl grows up to be in middle school, there is drama that you have to have. There is there is image, self-confidence. There is, like, there's always going to be things, but that's the paradigm shifting that I want to really focus in on, is that when you've got to take a break from that word and literally, like, punch it in the face and throw it in the fire. Okay. Bad. I want it gone from your...
None of our kids are bad. They're just communicating.
They're just communicating. They're really just trying to figure out this thing we call life.
Yeah.
And the more you meet them where they are and figure out ways that you can support them, the more empowered you're going to feel. And the less irritated and annoyed you're going to be with them all day long, because you're now telling yourself a true story. The story about all that we said we're going to throw in the bonfire is really, it's not true. And we know that because Terry and I have done a lot of extensive life coaching work where our key focus is learning to let, like, people off the hook that you think are the cause of your problems. And it's so freeing because they really aren't.
Yeah.
We are responsible, like, we are often irritating ourselves.
And it's not to negate the challenge or anything.
It's not to negate the challenges. It's just a mindset.
Like Wendy was saying earlier, it's like, you've got a power kid. That's who you want as a young adult and an adult. But it's just super inconvenient as a four-year-old. It's super inconvenient. And he's still figuring it out. And I think there's a lot of this, because we were in, it was probably about 3 years old with Stella, where I can tell you love him to death. You'd do anything for him.
Oh, yeah.
But there is also this, we felt, this kind of lack of empathy. You just wanted somebody to label him with something so that you could empathize further with them. You're like, tell me there's something wrong with her. Yeah. And then all of a sudden I'll be like, okay, cool. Well, that's why she's acting that way. It's because she has this. She's like, okay, now I can empathize with her.
Right.
Or him in your case. But I'm saying, like, we don't have to do that. You can remove that on your own and then still explore all these other, you know, avenues to see if there's ways that you can learn more about your little guy to then help with empathy or help with practical tools to do that. But I know we so badly wanted to label Stella with something.
Like,
so
ADHD.
Yeah.
We so badly wanted that, so that, because we thought that that would then let us allow us to empathize with her. But there's another way.
Mm-hmm. But and that was the key part where I was able to really change is when I learned to let her off the hook and stop pressuring her to change. It was nuts. It was like a night and day. Yeah. And it was after a weekend course. But
and she felt it.
And like, that's the thing, you guys.
The change comes here.
Hmm. Right.
And then on the other side, they're like, wait, what the heck? Our relationship just changed. The whole thing that I used to do with you, you're no longer in the tango with me anymore. I don't know what to do. And they actually get a little bit weirded out at first.
Yeah, it can get a little worse, but...
what does that look like?
Yeah, so it self-talk...
Because I'm like thinking of like...
So let me go through these and I think it'll help you understand a little bit more. But it starts with your self-talk. As soon as you hear that, why are you so freaking annoying? What is wrong with you? Mm-hmm. Like, I just shared...
Here we go again.
Yeah. And trust me, it doesn't mean you're going to be perfect at this. It's just have it be a little exercise in your mind that you start to think that. And then right away, you're going to put your hand on your heart, take a deep breath, reach for a healthy intention. This is what we call a pause button. And then ask yourself, all right, how do I want to move forward with high integrity? Which is like, how am I going to teach him, mentor him, all these things. But it starts with that right there of like... Oh, that's right. That's just a false story. There's nothing wrong with him. Mm-hmm. And sure, he needs support by some awesome people out there. Mm-hmm. Like we've talked about Wendy Burtnell's work with the sensory stuff. She's amazing. Get all the support you want for your kids. But as soon as you hear that in your mind, what is wrong with him? That's, oh, whoops, Chuck. Oh, I'm powerful, I'm strong, and I can find ways to support him and teach him how to communicate in a healthy way. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as you you might have to fake it for a while, but as long as you just, grab it and that's the mindset. That's the verbiage you want to at least hear yourself say. And it might take you 2 seconds, but you say, oh, okay, he's trying to communicate. I can help him figure out what he needs. And help support him in this situation because all behavior is miscommunication. I mean, all behavior is communication.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not them being bad, it's communication. So they're trying to communicate their needs. And for your little guy right now, the biggest needs are to, you know, for all humans, to belong, to feel powerful. Those are kind of the biggest two with kids. That's why when you work on your relationship with him and when you hang out with him all day with a new mindset of like, oh, there's nothing wrong with you, I've just got to fill up my toolkit so I can teach you how to take care of yourself when you're not feeling good, when you're having trouble communicating. But that'll help him to feel like he belongs. Because right now, when we have these kids that are like pushing back, like you said, Chrissy, they're the barometers of our family.
Yeah.
They're basically bringing to the surface like, oh, gosh, we probably need to do some work on relationships within our family because they're drained right now. They're low. Yeah. And so now we get to be like, thank you, Zeke, for bringing that to our attention. And so I'm going to work right now on just filling up the relationship with you, and the mindset will help a lot. But the other one is to feel powerful. So all day long, when you see him do stuff, is like, oh, you're trying to communicate that you want to feel powerful. Okay, deep breath, hand on my heart, pause button. All right, no more of that intention. All right, oh, yes, that's the healthy intention I want to teach, to mentor. All right, so how can I help you to feel powerful in this moment? And there's all of these things that we do. So one of the things that came to mind is with power kids is the compliance statements don't work very well. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't touch that. Don't slam the door. Don't hit your brother. It's questions and choices. So that should become a language with him. Mm-hmm. So everything can become a choice, even though that seems like it's like you're giving in. You're not giving in. You're just learning to communicate in a different way with him. So catch each other. Anytime you hear each other going, stop that. Don't do that. I want you to ask for what you want and then make it a choice.
Okay.
Or ask him a question. Because power kids, when you engage their critical thinking skills, they feel... like their bucket, their need to feel powerful goes up. Because they're like, I know the answer. What do you need on your feet so we can go to the park without stubbing your toe? Like last week when you stubbed your toe and it got bloody. Yeah. What do you need on your feet? What do you need to do with your teeth so you don't get a cavity? Or you don't have to get that shot to cavity? Or, you know, even like with the food stuff. Okay, I can see that you're right, you love lasagna. So when can we have that? At dinner, like any type of question, you guys, you're going to see that his little brain pops up and he's like, oh, okay. And this is no magic pill we're talking about, but just questions, stop the compliance statements and turn them into giving him choices.
Okay.
And if you guys have something that comes to your mind as I'm talking, just ask it. Because I'll give you, if you're like, what do you mean? How do you give a choice when this happens or this happens? If that's coming to your mind, just ask me. And as far as the no's, so right now you have a little kid who's pushing back a lot. That's what happens with power kids. Mm-hmm. And you guys are saying no, which is awesome, but you're saying no with irritation and annoyance.
Oh, yes.
And that will
there's
not...
There's a lot of irritants.
Yes.
Like, an annoyance.
So that will not de-escalate a power kid. That will engage him. And then once you're stuck in a dance, you'll just be dancing around your life, stuck in a power struggle with this kid. So you've got to find ways to step to the side and not engage. And so that looks like saying no's with detachment. Like, there's a few different things I like to recommend. So right now we're in a room where we're recording and there's a blue wall. So ask me for lasagna right now and it's 3 p.m. Lasagna noodles, Chrissy.
Yeah. Oh, can I have
and
lasagna?
I'll do it with a major tone of irritation and annoyance.
Mom,
first.
I want lasagna right now.
Seek. No, yeah. We're not having lasagna. It's 3 p.m. I've told you before. Does it look like I have like
down.
Time? Like, yeah, I mean, like down, you need yeah. to get your shoes on. We need to go. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do completely. Redo it.
Okay.
And we're going to practice no's with detachment, firmness, kindness, and no energy. Okay, so right now I'm going to look at this wall to put myself in check because when I just said that to you, there was no neutrality. So, but if I looked at this, like, what color is this wall?
Blue.
So if I looked at this wall and you asked me that and I was like, the wall is blue. Like, come on, the wall is blue, Chrissy. You'd be like, what the hell is wrong with you? So instead, I'm just like, the wall is blue. Nope, no lasagna right now. All right, we need our shoes on. Ruby, come on, let's go. Come on. Oh, no, asked and answered.
Oh, okay.
Asked and answered. Do you want to walk? Do you want to put on your shoes by yourself, or do you want me to help you? But you've got to get rid, like, take a break from the tone with him.
Okay.
So in your house, you're gonna look outside at your beautiful ocean view, and you're gonna maybe say the ocean is blue. No lasagna right now.
And you say that to just detach.
That's you can say it in your head if you want, but it's an exercise to practice the detachment. So us with power
I like
kids,
that. Yeah.
We that have space. To, you have, like, Stella ask the most outrageous stuff. And what it is we have to remember, everybody's just trying to get what they want.
Yeah.
It's not, we want our kids to be able to ask for what they want, and we want to be able to say no with firm kindness.
Yeah.
Okay, so Stella asks, like, can we, like, I mean, 1,000 things. And we've just had to really strengthen our muscle to be like, nope. Anyways, let's, you know, what are we going to watch for a movie tonight? No, 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 no. Asked and answered. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Families, I have a question for you. Would you love to be able to set really strong boundaries and rules with your children and then follow through with consistency and firm kindness? If yes, listen up. I have a program called the Firm and Kind Parenting Blueprint that I'd love for you to go check out. You can learn more over at freshstartfamilyonline.com/firm and kind. Inside of this quick, easy to finish program, I'll teach you 4 steps to really setting those strong rules, but then following through in a way where you're using connection and firm kindness. And what I'll teach you will actually cause your children to want to cooperate with you because they truly respect you and value the rule and the boundary and understand how it serves them, not just something that they have to do or else. And it's just an incredible feeling when you go to bed at night knowing that you followed through on the rules and the strong boundaries in your home without relying on hand-me-down parenting tactics like fear, force, threats, yelling, harsh punishments that really create usually fear in your household, right? We want our children to listen to us because they respect us and because they understand why being part of the team, cooperating well, respecting rules, all those things, why that feels good as a human being. We want to do those things in ways that cause our children to want to respect us, not just because they're scared of us or a consequence. And that's exactly what I'm going to teach you inside this program. So again, head on over to freshstartfamilyonline.com/firm and kind to learn more. But in under an hour, this program will teach you some really effective strategies on how to create agreements with your kids instead of compliance statements, which is where a lot of parents go wrong and why their children don't end up respecting the rules or the agreements that they've made. And then I'm going to teach you how to use empathy. I'll teach you how to engage your kids' critical thinking skills when you tell them to do something and they say no. And then I'm also going to encourage you to understand how to empower your children. When children feel empowered, especially strong-willed kids, they will cooperate a whole heck of a lot easier. Okay? So I want you to go learn about this program and let me know if you have any questions. FreshStartFamilyOnline.com/firm and kind.
Yeah.
And because the moment you start to have that tone, they're like, oh, it's on.
Yes.
like they put engage on the gloves because you put on the gloves first.
Yeah.
But okay, if it's just more matter of fact and then you go into like choices or move on, they kind of are left with like, okay, let me search for another thing.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, oh, I'm going to fight over this one thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to kind of, they're more likely to move on for sure. Okay. And then also it's like, so the whole basis for all this, I mean, think about you two. Like just as spouses too, it's like if you constantly had tone with one another, it's not going to build your relationship up. So you're trying to like, you have
five. Oh, we always have tone.
So you have, as long as you have enough good tone to offset the bad tone, but you have five people who are either very different or in some ways very similar too. And that might annoy you just as much because you see somebody in your family that's like you and something you don't like about yourself and then
totally
you're super annoyed with it because you're like, that's, you know. So, but it's all just relationship building and so much of it is like, if there's tone in there, nobody feels good on either side.
Yeah.
Like, it might feel like the thing to do in the moment, you know, like it's like your little dagger that you're throwing, but these kids, a lot of them will just pick it up and throw
it right
back at
you. Well, and
here's
the reason why they engage you guys, and I want all the listeners, too, to understand that it's not just to be a pain in the butt and be like, oh, this is fun, right? The Cheshire grin.
Yes.
It's because it fills up their bucket to feel powerful. So when you invite someone to argue and they join you, you're like, wow, look at that. I'm powerful. I can get my parents to engage with me.
I got in the ring.
And that fills the bucket. So we want to stop filling their bucket in that way. And instead, I have a list of 10 ways to prevent power struggles and then deal with them once they come. But prevention is huge with Zeke that I'm going to give to you and we'll give all the listeners too. But that you want to be practicing on a consistent basis so his bucket is full without that filling it. So when you respond with boring,
without our negative
firm kindness, he's not going to be able to feel powerful because it's boring. He's not getting a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just psychology of what happens to all of us. We all find ways to feel powerful in life. And you pray that all of us find ways to do it in healthy ways, not unhealthy ways. But people stay in bad relationships for a long, long time because it fills that need, okay?
Yeah.
So another thing that we really recommend is to use the 4-step firm and kind process, which is agreements. Like with this little guy of yours, he's old enough now at 4 that any pattern you see in life, right? So when we went over all the problems, there's sibling rivalry, or, you know, there's the fighting in playful in Costco. There's the bedtime stuff. There's the eating. There's all this stuff. Agreements for you guys is going to be huge. Anytime there's a pattern, it's like a signal, a little ding, 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 ding. We need to make an agreement there in a calm time. We need to make an agreement there in a calm time. And we need to help him understand why we don't eat lasagna at 3. Why it's not okay to run inside of the Costco aisle. But you do it before things get escalated.
Yeah.
And you teach them in a way that's like helps them really understand why your rules exist. As opposed to the old school autocratic strategy of you do what I say or else.
Yeah,
don't ask questions.
We've been operating with that for the last like couple months.
Cool. And then you have them repeat the agreement. So before you go into Costco, which I do not recommend you do ever again, with 3 children.
I was like, don't do
but
it.
It's amazing.
She wasn't here.
Yeah.
So I was like, I needed groceries. I'm like,
it's amazing.
We have to go.
But what I would recommend is like the farmer's market, right? The farmer's market usually has grassy areas for you to have these 2 little boys who have lots of energy right now, or like a delivery service, right? A delivery service would be recommended. I don't even like to take my kids to the grocery store, but that's like an advanced level where you're going to be tested, right? So, but all these situations, agreements. And agreements are not compliance statements. They're educating your kids on why rules exist and then making an agreement together as a family. It's a very respectful process. And yes, it takes a little bit of time. But anyways, you do that. And then when they start to push back and you give them empathy right away. This is the second step. I can see that you want to run around because you're boys. Of course you do.
Yeah.
Like, 'cause you're going to be great athletes one day. Yeah. And what was our agreement before we came into Costco? And then number three is, that's number three. You restate the agreement or ask them. And then number four, you give them choices. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give this printout to you guys too. So make sure you can take that on your way. But that's like combined with the tone, firm and kind process. Agreements all over the place when you're laying in bed, reading, waking up, having coffee with the kids in the backyard. Hey guys, we're going to a birthday party today. We need to make an agreement about this and that. Okay.
Like that. Yeah.
And then empathy, choices, empathy, restate agreement, and choices. Okay. That should really help you.
This can seem hard too, because like usually you have to do this in a time of peace. You're like, last thing I want to do is go
teach during a time of peace. Yeah.
Say the word lasagna when it hasn't been said to me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Am I just asking for it right now? But trust me, this is when you have to do it, because otherwise the pattern is just going to keep repeating, and you're just you're going to be up against the edge until they're gone.
And you guys, I want you to remember, it's because of the psychology. It's because their little brains are constantly seeking to get their needs met. And so when they feel empowered in that way, like you guys involve them in the conversation to why rules exist, they just are more bought in because they feel a sense of power. Mm-hmm. Instead of, especially power kids, when they're just told what to do, no sense of power, and they rise up. They like rise up even stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So involving them in the process. And so when you think about like, oh gosh, this is hard, right? To do a lot of the stuff we might've just talked about, use a different tone. So I always hear families say there's so much to remember. Just keep in mind that if what you were doing was working for you, we wouldn't be here, right?
Exactly.
Right? So let's just review the tone. Wishing he would change.
Yeah.
Speaking to him like there's something wrong with him. Threatening. The hitting. The spanking. Yeah. Taking away toys. So we just call that classic, you know, threats, bribery, rewards, fear, force. It's the kind of stuff when you catch yourself doing it, you just have to tell yourself, oh, yeah, it's not working for me.
Yeah.
So instead, I'm going to try on the new stuff. Oh, I'm going to try this new tone. I'm going to try the firm and kind process. I'm going to look at that list of 10 empowerment strategies. I'm going to see what I can do today. I'm going to pick three. I'm going to give questions, choices, and I'm going to have them teach me something. That's one of the things on the list. So if they're big into Mario Kart, if Zeke's really into food, we've talked about this before. I recommend you go on maybe a farmer's market diet for a month, where you let him go to the farmer's market, pick out whatever he wants, but maybe he cooks with you if you like to cook. And that's a sense of empowerment. And he's allowed to go to this cabinet where all the fruits and vegetables are that he picked sometimes. And I have a farm to recommend too, that when they pick them from the ground, he's allowed to go anytime he wants. Power, power, power. You're hungry? Yeah. I'm going to teach you, kiddo, how to take care of your body. I'm not going to control you anymore. We always say, do we want to control our kids or teach them to control themselves, right? Mm-hmm. So, of course, you want to teach this little guy. What do you do with this big appetite? Well, you learn to monitor yourself. You learn to feed yourself to your full. You learn, like, and I'm going to help you learn that. And one of the greatest ways is to actually put food in our homes that it's okay that they have.
Yeah.
And we can do that. There's so many great references out there. I mean, the couple from Hawaii, Jenna and Nate Strubar, we just had on the podcast are an example of, they really live life that way. And we call it hard, but it's not. But it's a great way to empower the kids who are constantly in the kitchen to be like, sure, go for it, right?
And it takes patience and time to get that, because I know parents just want this all to happen right now.
Yeah.
And so there's some patience and time for it to happen, I would say, in the short term. But ultimately, what you're doing, too, is planting seeds so that when you're in our kids' phase of life a few years down the road, you're like, oh, my gosh, through all of that, I taught them, like, they're not having the tone because I modeled it. I did it a different way from that age on. They don't have the tone. When they're out in the world with their friends, they're doing things a different way. They're able to use what used to be these inconvenient characteristics about themselves, and now they're able to lead with them.
Yeah.
Our daughter's the first one up in the morning. She gets us all up. She gets us out on time. That trait looked a lot different when she was 3 or 4 years old. It was it was annoying. Her need to be control everything and have all the things perfect and all the things that you described of like this routine that seemed like, you're like, wait, we got to do this first. And this, it's like, that was just how she was getting ready for either bed or whatever. Yeah. Now she's got a new way of doing it. And it's valuable to the family.
Yeah.
But only because we like, we reframed it and saw it as a positive thing and not as a like, why are you like this?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the last thing, we're out of time. So I'm going to end with this last thing is, I want you guys to really support each other with detaching, not just from the tone, but from the, like kind of judgment about his highs and lows. Okay. So, yep, you got a little one just like we did that has very strong feelings. Stella sounds like she has so many traits that you explain Zeke like. And she's the same way. She feels very deeply. Yeah. She can sense everything. So when she's really upset, it's more so when she was a little person. Now she's 11. But, it was like really big tantrums, really big meltdowns, really big excessive behavior. Like, if she threw something, she was throwing it down the stairs and it was exploding.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't just like a little, like, beep. You know, it's like, so I want you to start really learning to detach from that and own your new story. Which is 100% true. Mm-hmm. He's just going through a season where he's learning to self-manage. He's learning social, emotional, life skills. And just like kids when they learn to walk, right? Where, like, Ruby starts walking, and then what does she do?
She falls.
Yeah. And we don't say to her, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
We just say, get up, you're good, get up, try again, today's a new day, you know? So that's what I want you to start doing with Zeke, is he's just going to take a little bit longer than Waylon did to learn the self-control.
Yeah.
The self-regulation, the communication, the getting his needs, like attention, met in a healthy way versus an unhealthy way. And you guys are just going to keep returning compassion, grace, firmness, kindness, and as boring as you can get. Like, you're both two of the most fun people in the world, but you gotta get boring. Boring. Like, in the middle of the night, I want you to return that kid to his bed 50 times if you need to, but do whatever it takes to not get escalated to a point where you express the irritation and annoyance.
Yeah.
Boring, boring, boring. And we've been through that season too, where kids have to be returned 50 times to bed. That was Taryn. Yeah. But overall, you guys, you're doing so good. And from an outside perspective, I know you're in like this crazy season, but you're doing great. You've got beautiful, beautiful kids, and you're amazing. You just gotta have faith that it's just a season. It's just and if you want to talk to sensory experts and other amazing child experts, go do that too. But do it because you just are gonna get your kiddo one, two, or three extra support.
And I commend you also for, just having each other's back. There's a lot of moms out there that are very alone in this. Yes. So I think just having each other's back being patient with one another, that can get you over so many hurdles here. So,
if your kid needs glasses, you don't say, no, you can't get glasses.
Exactly.
So it's like, why not get him the help that can help us?
Yeah.
Better navigate the time period in the system that and the what we're going through, because it's like, if I'm hurt, I go to the doctor, we get it, whatever, and it's like,
or you go to a counselor or a coach or something, and you just get the tools and you try them out. You guys are incredible, and Sam, seriously, major props. I mean, that's part of the
reason. I'm all about for like getting better as a person, and you got to do it.
Yeah.
Because if you're stuck, you're stuck.
Exactly. And I just am so grateful for your voice today, because so many men, I think, are going to really benefit from hearing you two that are complete, just equal partners in this crazy wild ride.
Oh, yeah.
And I promise you, I can't wait. Like, you never want to wish away time, but I can't wait to celebrate one
Sam
day.
Does.
I
know.
Some days I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Sam does. His favorite line is, they say have kids, it'll be fun. They say I'm gonna miss this phase. Well, nope, like, I'm not going to miss this
phase. I remember people being like, "Yeah, it's going quick, right?" And I'm like, "Not really. Not really.
It feels like every day is like a week long.
Yeah,
existence. And I'm like, it's like, Groundhog Day. I'm like, okay, we're going to do it again.
We're
going to
do it again.
We're just going to just keep going. And that's all we can do.
Oh my gosh. I promise you, though, get them all to age 5, 7, and like the groove.
We'll get the groove.
Shows up. The groove shows up.
And through this work, too, then they will just like exponentially become even more. They're already destined to be radical humans. Yeah. They're your guys. But think through this, like, this relationship work, how. But, like, they're just going to be so set up for life.
Yeah.
By you guys diving into this.
Yep, and then also how much God is teaching you guys through this. Like, you do not learn to be compassionate and empathetic and patient if things are perfect.
Yeah.
You will never, ever learn it.
Yeah.
So thank God we have these wild children that teach us, because we are strengthening those skill sets.
I tell them all the time, like, what are you learning?
I'm
learning that I want to die.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, like, that's
surviving with no sleep, and I'm like still functioning. I don't know how this is happening.
Or my other favorite line is, the task which hinders your task is your task.
And I'm like,
and then I run around.
Stop the task! Somebody else, take this task away from me.
He hates it.
Okay. Is that Yoda quote? Like,
no, it's
Tim Ferriss.
No, it's Magor. It's Gabor Mate.
Oh,
okay.
The psychotherapist.
Oh, cool.
That was out of 3 hours of interview. That's like what we took away.
Nice. Oh my gosh. Okay, you guys. We've gone long, but I know people are going to love
worth it.
So it's all good. Okay, Chrissy and Sam, tell us where we can find you guys.
Sam will be working on the house.
We can find Sam.
I'm behind the lens on that side of Instagram.
Before Chrissy tells us all this, but Sam is very present on, like, you guys are together in this business.
And he's public on Instagram now.
Tell us where we can find you, because we and everyone
adores you. Yeah, I'm at Chrissy J. Powers on Instagram. That's where I hang out mostly during the day. Also on my website, ChrissyPowers.com, you can find all of the work I do, plus my course is relaunching on November 29th, which is going to be awesome. Hopefully get some new people in that, creating a community around it.
Awesome.
And even on my Instagram, I have some free downloadables like that people can download. I just did one on how to love your body today, talking about embodiment. I have like a free handout on anxiety and one on gratitude. I have a Grow with Gratitude group on Facebook that you can request to be in. I'm going to be pouring into in a couple weeks. So that's where I'm at. And
then you can just find me through her channel.
Find Sam on my Instagram, but he's also...
He'll be at Costco.
Yeah.
At Costco.
On the job site or at the beach.
On the job site, on the beach, yeah.
Yeah, and listeners, you know, I know I recommend a lot of my Bonfire members over to you with any type of anxiety stuff they're dealing with, because you are so beautifully transparent and helpful with all your tools that you teach, and then your course is amazing, the Find Your Voice courses for any, tell us again who it's for, because I want to highlight that before we
end. I mean, my core demographic is mothers, but it's for anybody. Like, I wish I had this course when I was out of college, because I felt like I didn't really know what I was supposed to do with my degree. I didn't know what my like true passions were.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me working in a career that I didn't like for like 2 years to find out I needed to like go back to school. And, you know, I was like, oh, I wish I would have known that earlier on, that like I could do this, or I could, you know, that this passion in me pointed to this career. And so in Find Your Voice, we combined mindfulness meditation practices from my background as a therapist with all the information that I've learned over the last like 8 years of growing a business online and being, you know, an online blogger plus influencer and all that stuff. So I combined all the tools that I learned through that into this course, and basically how to like figure out what you're supposed to do, what your passions are, and then how to market that online and really live the life that you want to live in your career as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And
like
and I've told you before, I would love to have like do a little joint webinar with you and your course, because I know my community, there's a lot of people who would benefit from that course who are thinking about doing their own thing, or you know.
Yeah, and also if you're in your career, like it also would benefit you too, to be like, if I feel stuck or if I feel like I want new ideas, like mindfulness practices are so good to, like, get out of those stuck routines of, like, I need to rebrand my business. Like, it's for that as well. So.
Oh, I love it.
So we'll be looking forward to that webinar.
Okay. Thank you for having us. You guys, thank you for being here. So awesome. Fun.
Yeah, this was fun.
For more information, go to freshstartfamilyonline.com. Thanks for listening, families. Have a great day.
All right, listeners, that's a wrap. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed recording it for you. As we wrap up here, don't forget to DM me the word shift or head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to grab your free discipline quick start learning bundle. You'll get immediate access to download our extensive learning guide where I'll share 5 ways you can ditch the old school hand-me-down punishment mindset beliefs and thoughts that are causing you to react like a volcano instead of respond like the firm, kind, respectful teacher you are at your core. And then you'll also get immediate access to my on-demand workshop where I'll teach you our 3 core Fresh Start Family strategies that make up a strong, compassionate discipline toolkit, as well as my favorite logical consequences that not only work with kids of all ages, but do wonders to unite you with your child and strengthen your relationship, even in your kids' worst moments. So pop on over to Instagram right now and just shoot me a DM with the word shift and I'll send you a personal link to download that bundle right away. Or you can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to get access immediately. All right. Thanks for listening and I'll see you inside that free bundle and also inside the next episode.